Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this morning comes from St. Paul's epistle to the Corinth, his first epistle to the Corinthians, from the fifth chapter. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Let us therefore celebrate the festival, not with the old leaven, but the leaven of malice and evil, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. In this text, St. Paul exhorts us to keep the festival with sincerity and truth. But what festival is Paul referring to? In times prior to Jesus' crucifixion, the Passover was to be celebrated only one day a year. But now, for the believer in Jesus, Christ is our Passover lamb. He has fulfilled that one day a year Passover. He has shed his blood upon the altar of the cross, him being the Passover lamb, making every day an Easter day. We can daily celebrate God's forgiveness and respond to his grace by living holy lives. Now, Paul is telling us that since Christ has been sacrificed and raised from the dead, we can now celebrate Easter in sincerity and truth. Sincerity, meaning believing what you really say and do, but sincerity is not enough. You must sincerely believe the truth. So let me ask a question this morning. What brings you here this morning? What is it that you seek? Well, sure, it's Easter, but so what? Maybe you just came for the breakfast. Vincent and Ken are pretty good cooks. Or maybe you just came because that's what Mom and Dad always did, and you think, well, that's what I'm supposed to do on Easter morning, is go to church. Or maybe you came because God's house feels more like home on Easter morning. Well, speaking in sincerity and truth, the Christian gathers in the house of the Lord because this place is the most important place you can ever go. Because right here is where your Lord promises you that he will feed you and meet you in word and sacrament. The Christian gathers here because this is where God promises to bestow his gifts, forgiveness, life, and salvation. But sometimes we don't really act like we believe that Jesus is really here. We behave as if Christ is neither the Son of God nor has he risen from the dead. Now, as pious and holy as each of us sincerely and truly want to believe that we are, there are times we gather in God's house with impure and tainted hearts, tainted intentions. Now, before you think I'm pointing fingers at everyone, I too am guilty. I might be a pastor, but I'm still a sinner. This kind of impure attitude is what St. Paul is calling the old leaven, the yeast of the sinful nature. The old Adam believes that it's in itself. The old Adam believes, yes, I love my neighbor as myself. I'm full of love. And while we're called to love our neighbor as ourselves, and we should enjoy gathering with our neighbor, fellowship with our neighbor in the narthex or in the fellowship hall for breakfast is not what should draw us to this holy place. It's not what should draw Christians together. It is Christ and Christ alone that should draw us together. The body of Christ, many parts, each with their own work, but joining together as Christ's body, serving Him and Him serving us. This Holy Spirit will bind us together as one body through the water and the Word. This sincerity and truth that Paul talks about means two things. First, repentance. And the second, the gospel of Jesus. Repentance is a gift given to you by the power of the Holy Spirit. And that gift of repentance should drive you to your knees in sorrow over the many ways that you have failed to keep God's law. As we confessed at the beginning of our worship service this morning, it comes from 1 John, the first chapter. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Well, who can argue with that? It's in God's Word, and it's pretty accurate, because we're all pathetic sinners. And to say anything different is dishonest. So when you come to worship without repentance, well, you're just gathering together for fellowship. You're not coming to worship at all. Satan wants you to ignore the truth and rationalize your sin, saying, oh, well, I'm better than most, or, well, it was just a little white lie to get around, make things a little easier. Or, it's only going to hurt me, so what does it matter? Satan wants you to ignore the truth. What you believe about yourself really doesn't matter. What matters is what God's Word says you are. You're a sinner with a heart full of malice and evil. So what is it that you seek this morning coming here to the Lord's house? My prayer is that you and I have drawn together this morning in worship, hungering and thirsting for the righteousness of Christ. The mirror of God's law should convict you and I and tell us that we are not loving people. And it's worse than that. We're not only not loving people, we're not living people. Because you and I are spiritually dead. Apart from Christ Jesus, we're nothing more than corpses. And there's no way a corpse can rescue itself because it's dead. We're convicted. We're conceived in our mother's womb, spiritually dead. Stillborn in the iniquity of our father, the old Adam. And we cannot improve ourselves or our situation by our own works. Left to our own means, we would stay lost and dead in sin forever. Our only refuge for salvation is if someone comes to us externally and resuscitates us and breathes life back into our soul. And this, brothers and sisters in Christ, is what brings you here this morning and week after week. This is what you seek. While God's Word says you are a sinner, your baptism and Christ's blood given and shed for you says that you are also a saint. The thing that draws you to worship should be God's gift of life that He gives here. Here He pours out abundant life to all who believe in the preaching of His gospel and in His message of life and resurrection in Christ Jesus, His Son. This God, this Christ Jesus, He's present here right now, pouring out His gifts of life and salvation. He's in the waters of baptism. He's in the preaching of the Word. He is in with and under the bread and wine in the Lord's Supper. There's nothing at all else in creation that comes close to the importance of Christ, your Passover lamb. He has been sacrificed for you. He was killed so you might live. The Holy Son of God willingly went to the cross and was butchered like an animal just for you. Now, his blood rests upon the doorposts of this house. And I'm not talking about this physical building, but the spiritual house of God, the body of Christ, the blood of Christ shed on the doorposts, sparing us from the angel of death and promising everlasting life. Whoever is in this house is safe from death. Death has passed over, and now you are covered by the blood of Jesus. And even now, that blood guarantees you eternal life, a present tense reality that will be revealed in immortality and perfection on the last day. The resurrection of Christ is your resurrection. In baptism, you died with him. So you most assuredly will also be raised with him. Your flesh will be remade into a new body that will never die. And although you're sinners, I'm a sinner, we all deserve eternal damnation. Christ has given us immortality. What is it that you seek? Like the women at the tomb, seek Jesus. Seek Jesus where he promises to be, in his word and in his sacrament. He's there to give you eternal life. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia.